Crisco, Dez, and Ryan.
After Hours.
The most wanted criminal in all of St. Paul just had a birthday yesterday.
No, my sister's is in November.
Oh, yeah. Is that right?
Yeah. No.
All right.
It was my mom's birthday yesterday.
The nastiest old bag you've ever met in your life.
No, that she's in November.
Oh.
I just told you that.
That's right. Sorry. Your sweet, darling mother had a birthday yesterday.
She did. And boy, was it fun to have a little bit of a FaceTime celebration.
Yeah?
FaceTimed, well, my sister. Oh, God, I want to push my sister.
Oh, get in line, my friend.
We have talked about it. We're like, no, we're not going to do anything until we can all do something when this is all lifted and over with.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, we're FaceTiming her with her, and my sister goes, oh, who's that at the door? Yeah, she had a cake delivered to my mom's house.
Ugh.
Well, we all sat there and said, no, do we want to get cake for it? Do we want to do something? I mean, we could get something from a bakery. We could do something. No, I think it'd be best. And, you know, it'd probably be best if we just wait. And
as a diabetic, is it really smart to send a cake to her house, a whole cake?
Well, I told my sister not to do it.
I mean, it's a 40-pound cake. Who needs
that? A 40-pound cake?
Well, 40 pounds was just the first part. And my sister said, the second tier can stay back with you, please.
And then the semi backed up to Jean's house.
Listen, can somebody order a cake for 500 people?
You've never lived until you just had them take one side of your mouth, pull it over, and then take the other side, pull it over, and have that sheet cake just fly right in.
Wow, that's impressive.
It is, for multiple reasons.
So, was your mom impressed that your sister did that for her and said, you know what, I love you most of all this year, Jesse?
No, she'll never get all of my mom's love. That's Josh.
Oh.
Josh could yell at her and swear at her, and she'd go, you know what, I probably deserved it. I probably deserved that. But my sister sat there and she goes, well, you guys are on the list of people who can leave their homes. You're an essential employee. You've got the pass. Why not drive and pick up a piece of cake? And I said, there is nothing that would make me look fatter than most of the clothes I wear and me leaving the house to go get cake.
Okay.
I beat you to the punch.
Yeah. Son of a gun. You know what? Can you leave those out for us?
And don't lie. You drove for that cake.
I didn't. Hand to God, I did not.
No.
I would never have left for the cake.
He had his own cake ordered and delivered to his house.
He's like, chocolate. The joke is on you. Mine is bigger and better.
Why on earth would I go for a chocolate cake? Gross.
Yeah. Gross.
I had to take the joke away from you. I said, there's two things in my life that I've learned.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to beat the person to the punch, and then if somebody just keeps ribbing you, then you just go, you're right. Because if you do it, then they'll eventually either get mad or they'll go, stop it.
Yeah.
I'm not right. I want to pick on you.
Play along.
You learned that in like grade school, didn't you?
I did. Yeah, from all the kids who picked on me.
Oh, you
and
probably
my
had
sister
it coming.
And my mom. My mom's like, listen, you little dweeb.
She was the best. Well, that's good. I had to celebrate a friend's birthday yesterday, too, in a very unusual way. We sat outside around a bonfire a good 12 to 15 feet apart from each other.
And that was fun, huh?
Well, it was different. Yeah, we you know, we had our cocktails. We're all sitting outside. So how are things? Yeah? I'm sorry. Can you? Hold on. Hey, I'm trying to listen to her. What'd you say? Yeah? It was not the easiest of conversations, but, you know, hey, it was nice to say goodbye to the old neighborhood see my neighbors one last time and, you know, catch up. And they said, you know, when the new person moves into your house, we're going to crap talk you the whole time and say that, you know, they paid too much and all of that.
Oh, jeez.
I said, of course. Isn't that the rule? When one neighbor moves out, everybody just, you know, does all the crap talking.
I secretly don't want them to get along with this new neighbor.
Yeah.
I don't want them to be bad for the neighbors. I want them to have a good experience.
Mm-hmm.
But I want this person to just be shunned by the other neighbors.
Well, yeah, you always want to be the favorite. When you move, you want to see them and them say, oh, we miss you. They're just not the same.
Well, the fact that they all put on sweatshirts and hats and gloves and sat in their driveways with, you know, cold beverages to say goodbye to me, I think that means something.
Oh, I think they love you.
Yeah. It was nice to see them all. You know, if you're so lucky to live in a neighborhood where you actually like your neighbors, you're so blessed. That's just half the battle. And I have never had this my entire life. I've never lived in a neighborhood where I really liked the people around me except in Apple Valley. And it was so awesome. And I'm sad to say goodbye.
And that one, though, that one neighbor was mouthy.
In
Apple Valley, the one up there.
There's always one.
Yeah.
But I guess I'm the one in my neighborhood.
Oh, boy, are you ever.
Wait, are you friends with any of them?
Toby's my friend next door.
Toby. Like, what's his name? Let me think of his name.
Even Toby's like, don't rope me into this.
Don't you dare. No, he bought a shirt of ours at the state fair.
No.
Well, so he's a fan of us, really, not just you.
You guys sound really excited about it.
Oh, Tobes, thanks for listening.
Thanks, Toby.
He actually doesn't like Des.
Okay.
Is it weird that I hugged my house goodbye?
You hugged your house, like, on the outside?
No.
Or on the inside? Good.
I have a pillar inside, and I was like having my little goodbye moment with the house, you know, kind of like thinking about all the memories. It was so weird. I walked upstairs and I was looking around and walked downstairs, and for a moment I could see Vaughn in the kitchen cooking breakfast.
Oh.
The radio on. I could see the dogs running around.
Oh.
I could envision our first Christmas in that house when you remember when we tried to fly back to Canada, but we got snowed in?
Yes.
Yeah. And we had just moved in. We didn't really have anything in the house, and we just put up a tree and went out and bought some presents. And I'll never forget that, you know, that Christmas. We got married there. I mean, so many memories in this house, and it was so touching. And I literally grabbed and just kind of like hugged the house goodbye. And I was like, man, I was so lucky to have such a great home. And it's, you know, it's bittersweet, but I'm glad we're moving on to a new life.
Okay. All right. Somebody give me a freaking tissue. Oh, it was beautiful.
I'm watching this computer waiting for Ryan to give a tear. And all of a sudden, I look up and Des is like, okay.
Jeez.
Oh, my God.
What?
A home is so much. I mean, it's so much more than a house. It's where you just have so many amazing memories. I want to go hug it, too. Do you think the other people will mind?
Well, and remember, we had best friends Christmas there.
Oh,
remember
God.
When I spilt the wine on the white carpet?
Oh, Jesus. I'll never forget that.
Remember all the egg rolls that we spilled everywhere?
We're not talking about that right now. We're sharing memories of the awesome times we had with best friends Christmas.
No, it was the Christmas where I couldn't go to Aruba because I got stuck at home after a surgery. And
That's how you looked at it.
Oh, wait. You called that a best friend's Christmas?
It was labeled the best friend's Christmas. I wasn't told.
Guess who called it that?
Yeah.
Guess who called it that?
I wonder.
Are you going to? You are such a son of a bitch.
Best friend's Christmas,
no,
you say?
He wink, knows wink. He called it that.
That was the next night after you left.
You know what? I'm not participating. You're right. It wasn't the best friend's Christmas.
Let's talk about the dessert you brought.
Nothing.
Come on.
I'm sorry you weren't invited to Best Friends Christmas.
I was out of town.
No, you weren't.
Yes, we had Best Friends Christmas after I got home, the day after. I didn't want to tell you. I'm sorry that you had to hear this news this way. Tell us about your sloshy strawberry dessert.
It was raspberry.
Whatever.
It was raspberry soup bars.
He really tried hard, though. I will give him that.
He did. I did. And I tried hard to please the big guy because I went out and bought the finest Little Debbie Christmas trees that money could buy.
Those are hard to find.
And I arranged them properly on a plate, and I served him his favorite little snack for Christmas. I mean, best friend's Christmas. And
so, no, you clearly stated it was your screw-up Aruba mistake from hell Christmas. We get it.
And that memory will now go on with that house to these new owners.
At least you hope.
You call it what you want. I know that that was the Christmas that we spent together. It was a memory I'll cherish forever.
Yeah.
And Vaughn forgot to put the stuffed mushrooms in and gave them all to me to bring home.
That's right. He did.
Lucky.
Oh.
Yeah, it was a great memory. I'll remember it forever.
So many good memories there. Oh, man. Anyway, so it's not weird to have hugged a house? Is that what you're saying? Okay, good.
Not at all. It's
because then I did drive away thinking, was that weird?
I mean, I don't judge you until you crap on memories that we have together, but then we're fine.
Oh, remember that time when we were out on the patio?
Oh, Des, that was so nice. Oh,
holding the puppies and drinking champs. Yeah.
What about the time you made us grilled wings?
Oh,
Ryan.
God.
Oh. You know what? I'm going to throw your grill away. How about that? And I'm going to videotape it for you to have a reaction to it. How about that, Ryan?
He's not attached to the grill like he's attached to the
home. Oh, the hell he's not attached. He didn't cry during that whole speech. He gave me the grill and he went, son of a bitch. God.
Well, do you know why? My Holland Grill, my favorite grill. Uh-huh. I've been preaching the Holland Grill for years.
Yep.
They're done.
Yeah.
They're done. You can't buy one.
I know.
At my apartment, they have a grill on my deck. And it's you know, attached and it's plumbed in and everything, so I can't bring my Holland Grill. And so Crisco bought it, and so it's gone forever.
Yeah, well, guess what?
What?
Fire sale during the podcast today. Who wants a Holland Grill?
It's the best of the best.
You son of a bee.
I'll buy it.
Who wants that grill?
Oh, you're the worst.
I'm taking offers of $1.
Do you know? $1.50. Do you know how many fine Thanksgiving turkeys I have grilled on that thing for Vaughn, for my husband, who's 4,000 miles away from me right now?
You know what? I'll send you a picture of my next meal I make on it.
What? What was the first one called, you made?
I just told him I had turkey hot dogs on there. And I didn't actually have
the finest turkey hot dogs that can be made.
I did it so there wasn't pork on his stupid sacred grill. But a lot of good that did. I'm done. Taking a break.
He's very upset, Des. Let's focus on your favorite person, Shaq. Does he really think that baby tigers are called puppies or kittens? Did you hear this?
I did hear this.
Can you, as someone who's close to Shaq, can you explain this here? Let's listen to it first.
Okay.
What is it about the white tiger that intrigues you so much?
Because they're rare. Ah. And they're really beautiful. And when they come out, is it a puppies or kittens when they come out?
Tigers or cubs?
Cubs.
Aren't they tiger cubs?
Okay, cubs. Like when they
kittens
come out.
Kittens or puppies?
Yeah.
Like, did she say?
Tiger puppies. Go see these tiger pups. They're really cute.
Oh my God, Des. Can you explain that now?
Well, in his defense, during this Tiger King show, he makes these horrible songs and these horrible music videos. And there was one that was called Here, Kitty, Kitty.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe he's thinking when you call these big, you know, them big cats sometimes that maybe it's a kitty. But I don't know why you would ever think a puppy would come out of a tiger.
I just love the way he talks. What is it like when they come out? Are they little puppies or kittens?
Pups. I love the little pups. They're so cute.
Is
they're
that what
they're snuggly.
Called? Oh, tiger cubs. I've heard that before. Cubs.
Oh, a cub. Oh, I guess God. I just bought a white tiger cub puppy kitty. Whatever you want to call it.
White tiger pup kitty.
Seriously, you have to watch this ridiculous show. Yeah. Oh, and sidebar, I just saw a picture of one of Joe Exotic's ex-husbands. He's been married a lot of times. He got a new full set of teeth.
Oh.
I know, breaking news.
Every gay guy out there is going, nope, you're not in the club.
No.
You're out.
For sure.
Yep.
I didn't even know that was possible.
No. Who gave you a gay card? It's clipped. Officially canceled. Clipped. Elton John just cut it. Boom, you're done. Go talk to Cher to get it reinstated. You're out.
Yeah, take it back. No one.
I don't want to watch that show, nor do we need to. We have Jen Exotic on our show.
You're welcome.
I mean, we really do. Like, I'm looking at the Tiger Queen right now.
Yeah, I almost wore animal print today, and I thought,
Yeah.
I'm going to save that for tomorrow, the next day, and the next day.
God. A lot of animal print. A lot of animals have lost their life due to Des.
Yeah.
For my denim.
Oh, gosh. Yes, I love it.
Okay.
Telling you.
So what's going on with your mother-in-law? Are you two fighting since you should be getting along with her? You said that her cooking is better than your mom's cooking.
Oh, yeah. I adore my mother-in-law.
So then what's the thing? What's going on?
So something happened.
What?
Dusty was FaceTiming with Grammy, and they're just chatting. And I'm always near because I never know if she's just going to set the phone down while somebody's talking to her, you know, like you just never know. So I'm kind of listening and I'm by there and she's like, oh, do. And she goes, hey, Dusty, can you go in mommy's pantry and can you see if there's any brown sugar? And Dusty's like, what's brown sugar? You know, like, she would know. And then she goes, look and see it. She kind of describes it. And she goes, because Lord knows your mom's not going to use it.
Implying that you're not a baker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I took offense to that.
Why? But you're not a baker.
I do like to bake. Mm. I don't a lot. I bake cupcakes out of a box all the time.
Yeah, that's not a baker.
Okay.
So I'm like, well, funny you think that, because just earlier today, I used brown sugar to marinate the meat to make the jerky that Taylor's going to be cooking all day tomorrow. I like just real sassed off about it. She's like, oh, okay. Well, all right. Well, good then. All right, Dusty, you don't need to look anymore. Get off the phone. Taylor's like, okay. And I go, he goes, you didn't do that. I did it. I'm like, I know, but I don't need her to know that. I want her to think I used the damn brown sugar today.
I love that you sassed back to her.
I mean, it wasn't probably that sassy, but I was like, oh, as a matter of fact, I actually did use brown sugar today, Debbie.
Well, and again, that could have just been the one time you used it in March.
Uh-huh.
And the one time, and you didn't even use it. You lied straight to her face.
I was there while it was being used.
Yeah.
So, I love that she's like, oh, I'm sorry, the cupcake box baker. Good for you. Real good.
Lord knows your mom isn't going to use it. I am right here, mother-in-law, sweet dear lady.
The funnier part was Dusty's like, boy, don't I know it. call her Betty Crooker.
Oh, no.
Never making you cupcakes. Remember when I made you homemade cupcakes, Ryan, for your birthday?
Yeah, those that was carrot cake ones? Years and years ago.
And then I made you lemon ones. Remember that? Those were homemade.
Those were good ones.
Yeah,
I love those ones. Those are the ones that I love the most of all the ones.
Do you remember the one that Dusty left a Band-Aid in, Ryan?
Yeah, I do. I remember eating into it, and I'm like, oh, is it filled with something? What is this? Did you fill the cupcake? Oh,
it's a Dora Band-Aid.
Ew.
Spit out a Dora Band-Aid.
That's gross. She doesn't like Dora.
Oh, okay.
It was a frozen Band-Aid. Stop it. It was Elsa.
Well, I'm sorry. It got baked, so I couldn't really see it clearly.
Sorry that she doesn't love Dora the Explorer.
She's never really been into it, but I see there's a new movie out. So maybe we'll have to jump in.
It's a new movie out that came out a year ago.
Well, whatever. It's available now on Netflix, I believe.
Didn't you hear the new movie? Battery's not included. It's brand new.
It was a real-life Dora the Explorer that came out this last year. So stop it, Sassarella.
Yeah. Are you gonna go online and check out Back to the Future? It's pretty
hundreds of times. Don't be stupid.
It's on digital today, Tuesday.
Oh, God.
I wouldn't know how to find it in this day and age.
Oh, yeah.
I cannot wait for you to have to do that FaceTime live or that Instagram live with John Kay. John Kay's going to hang up 2 minutes in going, okay, we can't get our crap together.
Oh, man, I have training with Noah at noon today.
Oh, my God. You better get to your training on time, so we better wrap this up, Dove.
Oh, my God. Noah could be really mad at me.
You don't want to be late for a class with Noah.
No.
Hey, before we do that, how about we listen to a really fun parody about being isolated and quarantined and all that?
Okay.
Love it.
This is someone who did it to Adele's Hello. Here we go.
Hello, it's me. I'm in California dreaming about going out to eat just a burger with cheese, or a shaken margarita, baby, back ribs from Chili's. Hello, can you hear me? I am shouting out to neighbors who I used to like to see when we were outside and free. Is there something else to watch besides the news and Finding Dory? The social distance between us, and I'm freaking out. Hello from the inside, it's just me.
Oh, I love that song.
Makes me want to cry.
Oh, doesn't he have a great voice?
Yeah, yes. He really does. I hope he gets like a record contract after this.
And it's so funny on top of that, the video is him with his hands up against the glass. They're filming him from outside and he's like clawing through his windows to get outside. It's so funny.
Very Sam Smith-like.
Yeah. Nice. Okay, it is Takeout Tuesday today. We are encouraging our listeners, go out, support some local restaurants, hashtag KS95 Takeout Tuesday. Take a picture of where you went, what you had, what you liked. Let us know to inspire other people in your neighborhood to go out and do the same.
Oh, it's going to be a ton of fun. The pictures, I can't wait.
Yeah. Oh. All right, now Crisco's got to decide, where's he going to eat first?
I got lunch, I got brunch, I got after lunch, I got mid-dinner, after dinner.
Oh, boy.
Late night snack.
All right. Good luck, buddy. Take out all day.
You've been listening to Crisco, Dez, and Ryan.
After Hours. We'll